mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I know we've got loaded phones. Jeffrey Ken, Ed, Don, Russell, many others. We'll go to your calls early in this first hour with our guest, Professor Tex Mars, Air Force Officer Tex Mars, Pastor Tex Mars, author Tex Mars, good friend of mine, Tex Mars. He's here to talk about a whole host of issues, so whatever issue you want to talk about, I'm sure he can comment on it. But I wanted to get him on specifically to talk about this article that came out in USA Today on November 5th, last week, or 7 days ago. Air Force report calls for $7.5 million to study psychic teleportation. That's another fancy-dandy term for remote viewing, which they've spent hundreds of millions on. And the Air Force is quoted in this Federation of American Scientists report saying it's real, we can teleport, send out our spirits, fly around wherever we want, go into North Korean weapons labs. Well, I believe this is a cult. And you have the government not saying they think it works, saying they're doing it. And we know the Russians were into this, a lot of others, and so we'll talk about this as well with Tex Mars. Plus, Alberto, I Love Torture, Gonzalez, who's pro-abortion, says he is for open borders, he's a gun control advocate, an Enron lawyer for Bush, and he says Bush is above the law. We'll talk about that. Plus, 2 out of 3 children in foster care on psychotropics. We'll get Tex's take on that. Tex Mars, good to have you on, sir.
Hey, Alex, it's always great to be with you, and such fascinating topics for today. We're going to have a good time exposing some evildoers.
Well, it sounds like we are, and I know I'm going to be taping for your radio program later today, so we're both here talking about a lot of different important issues. Why don't we just start, before we get into the Air Force and the occult, and the Pentagon itself, which you've been on the front lines of exposing, Alberto, I Love Torture, Gonzalez, for the new Attorney General. What do you think of this guy?
Well, you know, poor Christians. How sincere, how much Christians across America, and I don't mean fundamentalist Jerry Falwell types, although I'm not knocking anybody. I'm saying that how deceived they were. And now we have Gonzalez, and here we have Bush saying, when the White House is asked about his promise to Christians and those seeking moral values about not appointing abortion monsters to the Supreme Court, he says, "I don't have a litmus test." Now, that is just nothing but elitist coded message, meaning I'll put on the Supreme Court an abortionist if I want to. But this stuff about I don't have a litmus test, you know, you're either for partial birth and regular abortion or you're not. So he is just dodging it. We know that Bush did absolutely everything he could to get Arlen Specter reelected. In fact, in the, as you know, Alex, in the Republican primary, Mr. Toomey, who opposed Specter, had a very good chance of winning. He's very conservative, very pro-American, very Christian-oriented. Bush actually personally spent 2 weeks in the state of Pennsylvania trying to get the old JFK assassination cover-up buddy of his, Arlen Specter, reelected. A Specter, who is one of the, who helped cover up Waco, the Ruby Ridge massacre. This guy is nothing but a CIA clone.
And then last week he came out and said, "I'm going to block anybody who's against abortion to any federal court." And Bush said, "That's right."
Yeah. Bush, of course, I mean, you wait and see. I'll be shocked. Now, there's a lot of controversy over this, as you know, Alex. And, I mean, the emails and the letters and phone calls are pouring in to the Senate, trying to make sure that the Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist keeps Arlen Specter off of that Senate Judiciary Committee. Listen, it's not only abortion judges that we're going to have, but Specter is a very big enemy of freedom. Put him and Gonzalez together, Attorney General and Specter, working there as head of the Senate Judiciary Committee. We're in trouble.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
My friends, your calls are coming up. We're talking to Professor Tex Mars, also a retired Air Force officer, a pastor, best-selling author, and he's got several websites we'll be telling you about, and a toll-free number later to get a free color monthly newsletter that is just beautiful and chock full of valuable info you'll not find out anywhere else every month. And of course, again, your calls are coming up. Tex, we're going to be talking about remote viewing. Air Force report calls for $7.5 million to study psychic teleportation, USA Today, and the occult ramifications of this. But we got off first, because I brought it up, to Alberto I Love Torture Gonzalez, who is pro-abortion. He was against on this Texas Supreme Court that Bush appointed him to. Before he was he was an oil lawyer involved with Enron, against 12-year-old girls having to tell their parents they're going to have an abortion. And he's for open borders, gun control. He says Bush, in a memo, is above the law on torture. He came up with the enemy combatant designation. All of this, but then you rightfully brought up Arlen Specter, who was going to lose to a real conservative in Pennsylvania. And so Bush personally campaigned 2 weeks for Specter, raised money to defeat the conservative candidate. And now Specter said, I'm going to block all pro-life people to federal benches. And Bush said, that's just the way it is. There's no litmus test. Now we've got Gonzalez to be the chief law enforcement officer. This is nightmarish. I mean, what did conservatives expect, thinking that voting for Skull and Bones candidate 1 instead of Skull and Bones candidate 2 would change anything, Tex?
Well, you know, you're absolutely right, Alex, and it won't change anything. And of course, Spectre is a nightmare because he does believe in the police state, the surveillance state. And you know, we go all the way back to the JFK study when he worked for the Warren Commission, and he was the guy that came up with the magic bullet theory. You know, that's all they had going for him in that Warren Commission, and it was Spectre's idea. So they owe him a lot of favors. Now, there's no doubt that Spectre is going to, I mean, if people were worried about privacy under, John Ashcroft, we can just imagine what we're going to have under Spectre. But I believe we'll have the complete gulag, concentration camp, police state, surveillance, all Big Brother, everything under Spectre. And perhaps this is why Bush wanted Spectre so very bad for that position. Let's face it, the Falwells, the Pat Robertsons, the James Dobsons, they have nowhere to go, Alex. They couldn't go to Kerry, and this guy is going to betray them. The Supreme Court as it is, remember George Bush Sr. put David Souter on. He is one of the biggest liberals on the court, and he was put there by a Republican, George Souter. Sandra Day O'Connor, another pro-abortion gal on the court, she was put there by Ronald Reagan. So if it were not for the Reagan-Bush appointees, we would have a conservative court.
Let's go over that. 7 of the 9 on the Supreme Court, Republican appointed. Bush now has the biggest majority in the Senate and House in modern history for a Republican. He has the executive, the judiciary, the legislative, 34 state governors, even more legislatures. We're not going to see the borders control. We're not going to see getting out of UNESCO that Bush signed back onto. We're going to see the New World Order because Bush is their Trojan horse. Meanwhile, we have this acceleration of militarization of the police. We have Ashcroft's replacement saying in memos we have posted that Bush is above the law. What does it mean to you, as someone who studied government and worked in the military techs, to have someone openly saying, I mean, even the Nazis didn't openly say, we're above the law, we're allowed to torture, they just did it. What does it mean to you to have Alberto Gonzalez, this minion of Bush, openly saying this?
Well, it is going to be a nightmare, and it's going to be proven to be a nightmare. And here again, you know, Bush has an agenda, and I'm afraid that many Hispanics listening to us, Alex, will feel great. Isn't this wonderful? We have a attorney general who's Hispanic. But, for true Americans, we don't care what race it is. We just want somebody that loves America, loves freedom, and loves the Constitution. So that's a real problem. And then, of course, we have this spending, as you mentioned, by the U.S. Air Force on this report, to study occult things. You mentioned the cult aspect. Is this a cult? Alex, you and I, we haven't had a lot of time to discuss this, but you'll remember that the U.S. Army came up with its first Earth Battalion. Now, this came out of the hippie movement and the New Age movement.
Tex, I'm sorry to have to stop you. Can you get a little bit closer to your telephone?
Sure. Does this help at all?
Yeah, for some reason, it's kind of, there's a big echo, but that's okay. Go ahead.
We're sort of in a little bit of a tunnel here, I guess. Okay. Well, let me go out to a little bit better place here. But, in 1988, Alex, the National Research Council conducted an incredible study.
By the way, Tex, that is beautiful. You sound beautiful.
Okay, good.
Right there is good. Go ahead. Yeah, in fact, I've been at your office. You've let me go through your giant rooms full of files that your staff and you have filed. You've got the actual First Earth Battalion thing, and it talks about we are the beast, we are the four horsemen. I'm going from memory here. We bring death. Is that not correct?
Oh, absolutely. And this Army battalion, run by Lieutenant Colonel Jim Channon, was very closely watched by the Pentagon. It was experimental. And here they had the soldiers. They called them warrior monks. They told them they were going to teach them to kill with the mind, to use mind powers to kill. They were not to pledge allegiance to the United States, but only to the planet. They spoke of a new order when all the world would be as one. And they used warrior meditation. You know, everything we see in all these silly movies, but everything, they were taught that they would be occult warriors. Now, I actually, as you saw, there's an actual army manual on this. Now, it's unavailable anywhere, and it's probably worth $10,000 just because it's so rare.
Yeah, and it's the size of a phone book.
That's right. It was given out only to the members, and they were told not to share it with anybody. Well, one of them got out of the army, and this person was so disturbed, they brought this army manual to me, and it is absolutely shocking. It is beyond belief. Now, but I want to mention to people, a lot of people say, well, is this true? I mean, look, we see all these witchcraft shows, Sabrina, the Witch, and Charmed, and others. Maybe such powers do exist. Now, frankly, let me just say this. I'm not saying occult powers don't exist, but I do know that the National Research Council, now they're connected with the National Academy of Sciences, had a study by 14 of the most distinguished scientists in America in all disciplines, and in 1991 they published their report called Enhancing Human Performance. Now, here's what they found out. They found out that over 130 years of research had gone on in these areas. And they said there is not one shred of evidence that things like remote viewing, telekinesis, psychic, teleportation, or the ability to kill somebody at long distance with the mind, or to see something happening, let's say on a battlefield, 3,000 miles. Every one of these things are pure hocus pocus. So that is that the military is going to spend this money studying things that have been proven over 130 years and have been actually ruled by the National Academy of Sciences and this National Research Council to be totally worthless. So you have to ask why they're spending this money. And I believe what they really want to do is to enhance the Manchurian candidate.
Yeah, that's it. I was about to say it, Tex. We're always on the same page here looking at the info. This is mind control to make these people think they're superhuman. And again, for those that just joined us, while we're talking about this, Air Force report calls for $7.5 million to study psychic teleportation or remote viewing. Dan Virango, USA Today, Star Trek fans may be happy to hear the Air Force has paid to study psychic teleportation. The Air Force Research Lab's August Teleportation Physics Report, posted earlier this week on the Federation of American Scientists website, struck a raw nerve with physicists and critics of wasteful military spending. But it goes on to say that the Air Force believes that this is real. Basically, astral projection, Tex.
Yeah, it is astral projection. It's mind powers. Now, of course, they want to try to combine this with the, let's just say, the high-tech mechanics, in other words, biochips. Wouldn't you think that would be the real goal here? And in the Air Force 2025 report, if people don't believe me, they can go to the Pentagon and ask for a copy of the Air Force 2025 report.
I have it in my little book, Descent to Tyranny,
okay,
with the web link, Tex.
Okay,
we're all going to have our brain chips, Tex.
Absolutely, and they're going to start it with the military as guinea pigs. And these guys are going to have these biochips now. And there's incredible research going on, and there is some evidence that you can even read a person's mind with these machines. But the Air Force, even 20 years ago when I was an Air Force officer, we discussed some of the research going on so that a pilot could pilot an aircraft, and he would just think with his mind, and the aircraft would respond. Now, unfortunately, there were some real disasters in that research. Not that there were airplane crashes, but I'm talking about on the ground in the laboratories at Wright-Patterson and other places. And they determined, that the mind is a very strange instrument. And, you may be piloting an airplane, a $50 million aircraft, and suddenly you think about a Playboy bunny. And no telling what your mind will direct with a missile or an aircraft, right?
Exactly.
So it didn't work out too good.
Well, tell you what, Tex, we got a break again. Let's come back, and then we'll start going to some calls. We'll discuss more of this and tell folks about some of your publications that expose this. But this shows the mindset of people running things, a bunch of superstitious occult nutcases making policy according to occult machinations. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called NoBO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust NoBO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of NoBO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead, try NoBO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. NoBO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with NoBO. Call 888-881-NOBO.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to 4 separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing to the lies and disinformation. We're going to pick back up later after we take some calls on the occult in the culture, in the media, in the military, and really how, as Tex said, it's a form of mind control. I was talking to Tex during the break. I said, what do you think about Arnold? And he said, I think Arnold, weighed against Hillary. I mean, Tex hadn't been listening to the show, obviously. He knows this is exactly what I've been saying. I mean, we're on the same page here. You look at the same info, do the same analysis off the facts, you come up with the same answers with people you haven't talked to in a month. Let's go to some calls, Tex, and we'll get into Arnold, and we'll get into the occult and the military and everything. Jeffrey in New Orleans, thanks for holding. Go ahead, Jeffrey.
All right. Let me begin by pointing out a question that occurred in President Bush's press conference this morning. Quote, what if the Palestinians elected a dictator, end of quote. Bush's response in summary was that this is a contradiction in terms that if the people do elect a strong man and he doesn't listen to the people, that they can throw him out of power. I've got bad news for you, George Bush. Athens, Rome, Florence, Venice, and even the United States have elected dictators throughout their history, and the dictators have suppressed liberty in all of those countries, whether it was Pericles or Caesar or the Medici or Savonarola.
Well, look, I mean, Arafat was a giant demonic rodent, but that doesn't then mean I support what the giant rodents like Sharon are doing. I mean, both sides are controlled. Tex, can you talk about that?
Well, yeah, I think you and Jeff are right. He stated that he had earned credit by winning the election, and his administration states that he now has a mandate. Therefore, if a dictator arises in any country on earth who's been elected to that office, then do they not have a mandate, and have they not earned credit to do whatever they want to? So here we have a situation where, Hitler, of course, was elected. A lot of people think he was just a dictator. Now, Lenin, Trotsky, and Stalin were all dictators. Hitler was a very popular elected man. In fact, the United States, actually, we have impeded a number of popular elected. We didn't want Ho Chi Minh, even though 90% of the Vietnamese wanted him and would have voted him in office immediately. We refuse to allow elections in South Vietnam.
Well, let me expand.
In Cuba, we have Fidel Castro. Now, we don't know what the deal is now, but when he first had his revolution, I assure you, even the CIA report said this man would win any election hands down. So there's no doubt that dictators can win elections, and they believe they have mandates.
Well, by the way, Tex, that's why they promoted democracy, democracy, democracy. Now, quote, if you've elected somebody, they can do whatever they want in a democracy, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. If 51% want to put other people in a camp, we can do it. But in a republic, you can't do that because the Bill of Rights is above any dictator.
Now, that's right. But you see, you're right. But you and I both know that here is the problem. They have now superseded the Bill of Rights with presidential prerogatives so that executive orders can be issued that are totally unconstitutional. We've gone apart from the Constitution in giving all of the money powers to the Federal Reserve. So in so many ways, we've already broken our Constitution into pieces. So now everything is waiting for that pinnacle of power dictator to come, because the people themselves do not even understand that our Bill of Rights have already been abrogated.
Now, Tex, that is a ultra-important point you just made. Let's say Bush is an angel, Chucky Schumer's an angel, Hillary's really good, we can trust the people we have in government. Of course, that's not true, but let's just say they're all perfect. They've now built the mechanisms for total despotism, total national ID card, total enslavement, and it's only a matter of time until that is used and abused. Tex?
It is, and Alex, here's what people don't understand. I got a letter today from a fan of, I guess you might say, of my radio show, and he's a great guy. He says he's just celebrating now that Bush has won. He is so happy. And so this is what you would expect from a dictator type of person. They're not going to be a person everybody hates. And George Bush appears to be a thoroughly likable fellow. Even Hitler, they people might think a little strange now, but they said women flocked to him. They were drawn to him like a magnet. He was a very popular guy.
Tex, wouldn't you agree that the 13th chapter of Romans is one of the great Achilles heels of Christianity and has been used to justify the establishment of dictatorship?
Well, thanks for the call. Let me get a comment from him on that. I mean, really, it's been taken out of context. Render unto Caesar. Tex?
Yeah, well, actually says render under Caesar. What is Caesar's? But hey, remember, we limited our Caesar. We tied him down with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. He deserves nothing more than that. And so that's what we ought to keep him tied down to.
Well, I mean, why did the apostles get put in prison and killed by the state? If they were following orders, they wouldn't have had a problem.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you follow that, if you have to follow the orders of your government no matter what, then, of course, we all need to be good communists 60s or whatever country we find ourselves in.
We'll be right back with this.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medication.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Pam got some mud out of her 3-year-old's shirt. Jason had a wine stain on his countertop, now gone. Halloween makeup from Karen's kid got on the carpet, no trick. It's gone too. What do these people have in common? They've discovered the powerful bubble-up technology in BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. Kelly brought a puppy home and it left a mess on the new carpet. Now her carpet still looks brand new. Fran said, it's the most effective pet odor removal product she's ever encountered. What do these people have in common? They've discovered the power of PAWS, or Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, from BioWalk. Have you discovered the BioWalk family of products?
Just in for BioWalk, their November special. You get 2 quarts of BioWalk Citrus Concentrate, 2 dilution bottles and sprayers, and 2 32-ounce bottles of PAWS for only $44.95. That's a savings of nearly $45. Clean your house in time for the holidays by calling 866-246-6943. That's 866-246-6943, or visit BioWalk.com.
Through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we blast out on the AM and FM dial from Los Angeles, California, to Providence, Rhode Island, from Kansas City, Missouri, to Austin, Texas, from Pensacola, Florida, to Denver, Colorado. And, of course, we go out on the Internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as now PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm going to have to move through your calls quickly. Ken and Ed and Don and Russell and Scott and everybody else. But before we go any further, number one, Tex, you got cut off by the break talking about Romans 13. And the number two, tell folks about your radio show, your ministry, your free newsletter, and of all the books and videos and tapes you've authored, which one you recommend to people to be able to interpret and understand what we're facing today.
Well, you're very kind, Alex. I don't want to make a big commercial. I want to give people a free copy of our newsletter, though. If they'll call us toll-free, 1-800-234-9673, 1-800-234-9673, and we'll be delighted to just ask for a free copy of the newsletter. Nobody will ask you to buy anything. And then powerofprophecy.com. That's powerofprophecy.com. And, of course, we offer Alex Jones's book. So you, if you, of course, go to his site first on that. But you'll see some of his books, especially that, I think that 9/11 book, I think, is still the best out, exposing 9/11 that you did, Alex. And I want to keep promoting that, because so many people continue to have questions, and there is no doubt now that 9/11 did not happen the way the government lied to us about.
Well, they just had a CNN poll, and when I covered it yesterday, 89% of 4,000 respondents said they think the government's covering it up and was probably involved. When the poll closed, 7,000-plus had voted, and it was then 90%. They had the zombie poll in New York. Half of New Yorkers believe the government was involved. 66% believe they had prior knowledge. I mean, the globalists really are losing control right now.
They are. Now, let me tell you, they have tens of billions of dollars to spend. And the CIA, as we found out back during the time of the Church Committee in the Senate, they actually own newspapers, publishing houses, secretly, and they put out books to try to fund so-called conspiracy theorists. Now, the other night I was watching, I don't know if it was MSNBC or Fox News or what, Gerald Posner on. This guy is the biggest fake in the world. But I bet if I research, I'd find it to be true. He's being paid by the CIA to put out books. They probably have subsidies for him. But he was on there talking about all of these 9/11 conspiracy theorists, and it couldn't be true. He's got a book out. Believe me, that book will make the New York Times bestseller list. It sounds like he's really exposing what the government did at 9/11. But by the time you finish, what he's doing is blasting anyone who would even dare to question the government version. Gerald Posner, throw the guy's book into a ditch if you bought it. But this is a situation we're going to see now hundreds. You know what happened during the JFK assassination? There were some true conspiracy researchers owned to things, and man, the government got so frightened, they threw all kinds of agents there with false books to throw everybody, you know, off the scent. And we're going to see that now. So we really stay with people like Alex Jones and others that you truly trust. Jim Mars, he's put out a good book on this subject. But we're going to have to really watch ourselves because they know now, you know, they cannot control all of the alternative sources of information, ABC, CBS, NBC. They can't control Alex Jones or Tex Mars. So they do have a problem, but that is an amazing 90%. I praise that statistic.
Tex, one more time, because you always say it so quick, people then call and ask for it. What is the toll-free number to get a free copy of your beautiful color newsletter?
You're 1-800-234-9673. And by the way, you asked me about the best book. Probably the best is Circle of Intrigue, because it is a true exposure of the Illuminati conspiracy.
And you've got a new updated version of that book out.
Well, I'm working on one right now. We do have Dark Majesty.
That was Dark Majesty you just put back out again.
Yeah, we put Dark Majesty, and that of course is the second book ever. I give Anthony Sutton, the late Dr. Anthony Sutton, a great man, a credit for being the first to truly expose Skull and Bones. And I just took it one step further with Dark Majesty, the Order of Skull and Bones, and showed how it was connected with other Illuminati secret societies, ranging from the Vatican's Knights of Malta to the Bilderbergers and others. I did that in the book Dark Majesty.
And give that number out again.
Sure. It's the phone number is 1-800, toll-free, 234-9673.
Okay.
And you don't have to buy anything, Bob. We just say, hey, give me that free newsletter. We'll be glad to do it.
And I want to speed through calls now, but I did want to get back into this great delusion. My Christian friends, people I like, who go out and get arrested, you know, in pro-life demonstrations. They come up to me, they laugh at me in my face, they go, you were against Bush, ha ha ha, now you'll see. And I go, look, I was never for Kerry, I was pointing out that Bush was going to win, but this was all staged. Why are you celebrating that you've gone out of the furnace into the fire? There's no difference, except now conservatives will all be asleep. If John Kerry tried all this, there'd be a revolution. He's for open borders. He's putting all these pro-abortion people in. He's got control of all three branches of government, not just state, but federal as well. Not just federal, but state as well. All this horrible stuff is now happening. They've got the National ID Card Patriot Act 2 bill passed, about to go to the president's desk. Wall-to-wall corruption, the dismantling of our sovereignty, all these phony wars, and these people are running around celebrating, Tex.
Yeah, I feel sorry for them. They're very sincere people. They want so much to believe. And they cannot believe the corruption that is in the Bush administration. But I'm convinced he and the Zionist neocons in his administration, they will engineer other wars, Iran, Syria, unless they can, strangle them enough not to have to invade. But we're going to see nonstop war around the globe. And by the way, one of the things I want people to be aware of, this Social Security thing, it sounds great to privatize, to give people a piece of their own Social Security, because it sure has been corrupt with the government for Social Security
funds
over the years.
That's just going to be eluding by the same group. In fact, we've seen this pattern. Soviet Russia, Communist China, they, quote, go free market. They just hand over all the assets to a few strong men.
Absolutely. And what they're going to do is, as we move into this American Union of North and South America, Mexico is already the first, and Bush has already signed.
Now already 30 nations. 30 nations. They're merging the Social Security.
Absolutely. So what we're going to do, wait and see, there will be 100 million Mexicans from Mexico, U.S. Social Security, and ours will be bankrupt, so they'll have to reduce payments to everybody. You'll probably have to wait to get a cent. And meanwhile, Juan Ramirez down in Monterrey, Mexico, will only have, he'll come to the United States, spend a couple of years here as an illegal alien, he'll go back home, and he will be paid Social Security the rest of his life.
And this is the American Union publicly. One more comment. The dollar has plunged, but the average yuppie, you talk to them, and you go, the dollar's been devalued by over 40%. They don't even know what that means, but a poor Latin American in a cornfield, he knows what it means to have a bad peso, but the average yuppie doesn't know.
That's right. And the dollar falls first, and then other things begin to happen like dominoes. It takes a couple of years to fully impact all the markets, but I believe that will also happen too. So people are going to be very disappointed with Bush, and here's the thing. By the time 4 years are up, they're going to be ready for a Hillary or a Schwarzenegger.
And here's another example, the insanity. The ADL endorses Arnold when in front of thousands of witnesses he screamed, "I hate blacks, you're subhuman," in 78. He said, "I admire Hitler. I want to be a dictator like him to be worshipped by crowds." He poses for homosexual magazines. He's a member of Bohemian Grove, where they bust in all the male prostitutes, New York Post. The guy says, "I don't care if Kirk Waldheim's a Nazi. I love him. Maria loves him." He's anti-gun, anti-border, pro-abortion, pro-stem cell, and I watch Republicans cry and worship him.
Yeah, you're right about that. That doesn't sound much like a Republican, but evidently Arlen Specter would probably agree totally with those things. And he's going to be head of the Senate Judiciary Committee if enough people don't stand up. Schwarzenegger, you remember in your newsletter that you put out for a while, there was the picture of him with Lord Rothschild.
Also the picture of him hailing Hitler.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned the ADL. You see, if you have $3 or $4 million to spare, Alex, or anybody out there listening does, just give it to the ADL, and that's what Arnold has done. He's given huge amounts of money to the Jewish ADL.
Yeah, it's $5 million.
And hey, they'll back you too. They'll endorse you for any office you want. So this is the situation with Arlen. All of this is a put up job. You know, Bill O'Reilly of the O'Reilly Factor on Fox News, he went to California last year and was a big speaker at the Jewish ADL convention. All of them are in this together. And it's a matter of plundering and robbing the Middle East, taking all of its oil, all the treasures of that area, and appropriating them for the elite.
And meanwhile, Arnold says he loves Hitler, and that's okay, but if you're against Hitler, you may be an anti-Semite. Let's go ahead and quickly go to calls. Ken in New York. Ken, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello.
Here it is. A week after the election, and the Bush crime family is working on the amnesty plan. It didn't take them long. When it was first divulged in January, they dropped it like a hot potato because of the reaction, and now they're starting it up again right after the election. And you couple that along with...
Just like the national draft, they dropped that like a hot potato. Tex, they're going to have a draft if they're going to be able to invade all these countries.
I think you remember the senior Bush said, "No, read my lips, no new taxes," and then he raised our taxes. I think this Bush said, "No drought, read my lips." Basically, he didn't use those words, but it was sort of that. But they've got to do it because there's mutiny in the people are very upset. They've already really abused the reserves and the guard. And they've become really the active duty forces. They're taking people up to 60 years old that got out of the service years ago, and they're drafting them again.
Yeah,
which is totally unfair. Now, I do believe, hey, if they had a draft, I think it's good. I think the Bush daughters would look very good in camouflage green. The Jenna and whatever her name is, you know, they'd look good over there. I can see them going into Fallujah on top of a Humvee, can't you?
How about Laura Bush?
How about Barbara, who said, "I don't want to hear about body bags. Why should I bother my beautiful mind?" How about we send her?
Well, and you couple all of this with a Spanish-language White House website. John Ellis Bush, the Florida governor, he's married to a Mexican woman. He went to college in Mexico. He speaks fluent Spanish. He speaks Spanish better than English.
Yeah, that's obvious positioning as another. It's a political dynasty.
Right. Now, isn't it obvious, and I'll ask both of you gentlemen, you're both Texans, they don't just favor a merger with Mexico. They favor the Reconquista.
Well, and here's the deal. They got a problem. Most Hispanics I talk to and in their voting and in the polls, they see right through this too. But yes, they're trying to do this. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Ed in Pennsylvania. Ed, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Hi, Mr. Mars.
Hello, Ed.
Great book, Circle of Intrigue. Started me off listening
you.
To you. I wanted to say, Hitler once said, "What luck for rulers when men do not think." That's what's happening right now. And I had a discussion.
Don't talk bad about Hitler. You may get listed as an anti-Semite.
I'm just quoting. But I had a conversation with some 20-year-olds, you know, the day of the election, you know, with the banners going up and down the streets and everything with the Kerry Bush, you know, the Kerry Edwards, whatever. And I was talking to him a couple of days ago, and we were discussing your 9/11 Road to Tyranny and 9/11 in Plain Sight. And I'm going to have a viewing of that tonight with these guys. But I was discussing with him. All of a sudden, a guy comes up behind me. He's probably, he was about 25 years old. He goes, "Oh, you must be one of those LaRouche guys. You know, one of those youth LaRouche, da 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 da." And I said, "Well, can you explain to me why NORAD stood down for 42 minutes on the day of 9/11?" And no, but the 9/11 Commission takes care of all that. I said, "Well, there was nothing about preventing it."
And yes, the independent commission appointed by Bush.
Oh yeah. And I told him about Mr. the governor and all. And
by the way, sir, it's at least an hour and 24 minutes.
What is that?
That NORAD stood down.
I was generous, but I told him about that. And this is the guy's wearing his little Brooks Brothers suit, brainwashed college guy, all clean cut, and he's talking about don't believe what they say, don't believe it. Now this guy is a stone cold liberal, 25 years old, thinks you got to vote Democrat, you got to vote, you know.
Yeah, well, that's how they capture you with the false choices. Tex, can you talk about that?
Yeah.
Well, they really do. Isn't it ludicrous to say that the 9/11 Commission took care of all of that? You had Stan Hilton, the attorney for the 9/11 survivor families. And 9/11, the commission was an absolute joke. Yeah. And it goes all the way back to World War II, if we want to see things like that. You know, the Pearl Harbor Commission was set up to see what really happened at Pearl Harbor, because people began to say, hey, something's wrong here.
Or the Warren Commission.
Mm.
Yeah, the Warren Commission. Here again, each time the members of these commissions were patsies. For example, the head of the Pearl Harbor Commission turned out to be the sovereign grand commander of international Freemasonry.
Well,
Washington, D.C.
Well, the Warren Commission was headed by, the guy that was fired by Kennedy, wasn't he? What's his name?
Well, he was on there, Alan Dulles.
Alan Dulles, yeah.
He was fired by John F. Kennedy for incompetence, and because Kennedy knew that he was a member of the Illuminati elite.
Exactly.
That was really sabotaging the best interest of America.
Yeah, Kennedy's enemies.
No sooner was Kennedy dead, then they made the guy put him on the Warren Commission to investigate.
Well, thanks for the call, Ed. Got to let you go. Don in Pennsylvania. Don, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I was just curious. I called up my own congressman up here in Pennsylvania, and they turned right around, and one of his spokesmen said, as far as Social Security, that as long as an immigrant comes in, we're going to give him citizenship and a Social Security number. I said, so whenever he gets that, I said, he runs back to Mexico City. And they said, yeah. You know, we actually have now started an office in Mexico City for Social Security recipients. I said, what does this tell me? Meanwhile, they said, oh, the average recipient only gets $1,000 now a month. I said, talk about welfare state. And the other thing is, on Wednesday, just for your own knowledge, on the History Channel, they have a show called Modern Marvels. And they came, I believe it was on 9 to 10 or 8 to 9. But they actually came out with a show called Big Brother, and it showed you the RFID chip and the little chip that goes underneath your skin.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, I see scores of articles every day, Tex, where they say, take the chip, it's good.
Well, that's right. And, of course, there are some good things about it, but like everything else, watch out.
We'll be right back, folks, with Tex Mars. Take a few final calls. Give me that toll-free number to get his newsletter. I'm Alex Jones. Please stay with us.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
We'll take a couple final calls for Tex Mars, and in the third hour, I'm going to plunge into more news about Alberto Gonzalez, the battle for Fallujah. Two out of three foster children, including toddlers as young as 12 months, on not just psychotropics but antipsychotics. This is from WOAI television and radio out of San Antonio. Mainstream. But Tex, before we go to Scott and just a few other callers like Russell, How do folks, again, call and get a free copy of your Power of Prophecy newsletter?
Sure, Alex. Just call our toll-free number and say, please send me a free copy of your newsletter. But we never give out anybody's a name or a phone number that calls like this, so we don't make a mailing list, so don't worry about that. And the number is 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. And say, please send me your Power of Prophecy newsletter, a free copy. We'll be glad to send it to them.
All right. Let's talk to Russell in Florida. Russell, go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you, Alex, for taking my call. I want to tell you both it's an honor and a pleasure to speak to you. And, Alex, I've got a few points to make, but first I want to thank the both of you for standing up to the New World Order and bringing the truth to light, because without the two of you, I'm positive that the majority of American people would either be dumped into mass graves or in chains right now, and the two of you have stabbed off the New World Order. And
well, it's
I
a lot of people. It's millions of people taking action, but go ahead.
Well, you two are two leaders in the fight, and I thank God every day that you're out there spreading the truth. I wanted to take a minute for that, but I've got
okay.
a couple of points. One, Alex, you were mentioned on Coast to Coast AM again last night. You're developing heck of a following on that show. The other, Free Trade Area of the Americas, I'm on a local radio program here trying to expose the Free Trade Area of the Americas and how this administration and the Democratic Party are trying to push through this three economic blocks into a fascist, godless, police state, New World Order that's going to be run like a serf lord system. And I called a couple of times to try to get you as a guest on this program, so maybe I can hold after.
Yeah, we're almost out of time, but I can give you a number during a break if you'd like, sir. But do you have a question for Tex?
I like that. Well, I have a question. Tex, what do you find that works with Christians, waking up conservative Christians that don't see Bush as a demon masquerading as an angel of light?
Okay, let me put you on hold. I'll give you the number during the break, but let's let Tex answer that question. Tex?
Well, you know, I did a 60-minute report recently, and you can order that report. It's audio tape, $8 or something, and the money goes into the ministry to keep us going. But we did a whole report on asking the question, is he a true Christian or is a Christian pretender? And we have a mountain of evidence. So there is a mountain of evidence when you look at it. But I'll tell you, if they'll just watch the news very carefully, we're going to see some things that we didn't see the first 4 years. I think there will be a great betrayal of the Christian faith. He will appear to be Christian. In fact, Hillary Rodham Clinton will probably begin moving toward looking more Christian. But look at the behavior. You know, again, you can judge them by their fruits.
Exactly. I mean, Bush, just Skull and Bones alone, then Bohemian Grove, then the Shinto shrines, the Buddhist temples, the mosque. He goes on and on and on and on and on and appointing all these pro-abortion people when he's got control of everything and could ban abortion right now, today, Tex.
Absolutely. You can go to the Internet and look up, ask for George W. Bush and put the word Muslim in. You will find that he went over to Great Britain and even in the United States, and he stated that the Muslims worship the same God we Christians do. Now, you need to ask your Christian friends, is it true that our God is Allah? Is it true that his only prophet, not his only prophet, but his chief prophet is Muhammad? Now, in the holy book of the Muslims, it states flat out, God had no son. And the Bible says if you don't have the son, you don't have the father. So why is it that a man, George W. Bush, who says Christians worship Allah, the same as Muslims do,
Tex Miles,
how can that man be a Christian?
I want to thank you for coming on, my friend.
Hey, thank you so much, Alex. It's been a great pleasure.
You bet. We'll be right back with the third hour. Stay with us.
Introducing...